All right, it's 3:40 on a Friday afternoon. Jack on KTSA, and it's our Ask a Doctor segment. We're going to take some calls for a few minutes and answer some questions by email or phone with Dr. Fred Campbell, Associate Professor of Medicine, UT Health San Antonio, joining us on the KTSA Kinetico Quality Water Softeners Newsmaker line. Dr. Campbell, good afternoon to you. Thanks for being with us for a few minutes.
It's great to be with you, Jack.
Obviously, big story today here in Texas. The governor deciding to just keep the school closure through the end of the academic year. I don't think that's a surprise to most people. How does that, and that was obviously one of those, you got to weigh the all the factors kind of decision. Do you think they came down on the right side of that decision?
I think it is always a very difficult thing to make a decision like that. And I know that our leaders here are relying on health professionals from all over the community to try to make those. I do agree on the basis of the fact that social distancing is still such an important way of diminishing the likelihood of serious infections with COVID-19 and potentially additional deaths, not necessarily to the students, which are at lower risk, but certainly to their older relatives or other people with very serious health conditions.
You almost get the sense that it's a trade-off where we're saying to reopen our economy, we're going to up the risk a little. So we're going to keep the schools closed to dial down that risk factor or that risk pool a little bit. And it's kind of that balancing. It's how it sort of looks to me.
That's correct. And of course, there are people suffering because of the economy and people literally going without meals right now. So there is a lot at stake. At the same time, the idea of potentially exposing very high-risk people to a lot of younger folks that become infected would be, I think, even a worse scenario.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Campbell right now, our Ask a Doctor segment on KTSA. A lot of optimism about this new experimental drug. I hope I'm saying the name right. Remdesivir. Is that how you say it?
Yes, it is.
And this is something that they use to treat people who already have the COVID-19 symptoms, and it seems so far to be getting good results. How excited or optimistic are you about it?
I think the most important thing is that people at the school, including my friend and colleague, Dr. Tom Patterson, is carrying on a clinical study right now to compare remdesivir to other treatments, or particularly to placebo, because we're not certain. However, there have been other viruses that remdesivir seem to be very effective in treating, and they're very similar in many respects to the COVID-19. So there is reason to have cautious optimism when we're doing the right thing at UT Health.
I also saw an article today, I don't have it in front of me now, but it was suggesting that in the near future, they will be looking for volunteers who are 51 and older to be in the phase 2 testing for vaccines. And what would that involve if one was to participate in a study like that? Obviously, you would get the vaccine, but what would be involved in a study like that?
Yes, the individuals would receive the potential vaccine, and then, of course, one of the most important aspects of that kind of a trial would be to make sure that it was safe when administered on a fairly wide basis. There's a potential, of course, that those folks may also have a reduced likelihood of becoming infected or having a serious infection. So individuals will have to at least risk the possibility of adverse effects, but that's a very typical way of studying a new vaccine.
I don't know how it normally goes when you do a phase 2 test or study, but I would think in this instance, I would think they're going to have a lot of volunteers.
I would agree, and I think that the scientists that are investigating these potential new vaccines take a tremendous amount of precautions to reduce the potential risk to individuals. And so before we send this out on a very broad basis, this is the kind of way to ensure that, in fact, we're not going to see more harm than good.
All right. Well, I may be one of those raising his hand when the time comes. But anyway, Dr. Campbell, I hope you have a good weekend. Please stay well. Thanks for giving us some time today. We look forward to visiting with you again.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. We'll talk to you soon. Our Ask a Doctor segment, something we do every day, different times of day during our show. We also have the president's briefing every day. That's coming up a little bit later on. The city-county briefing is coming up a little bit later on. And we're going to talk more about what's been going on this week and what's been going on with reopening and the plan for it and the president's three phases that he unveiled yesterday. So we're going to get to all of that here coming up. Your phone calls as well, 210-599-5555 on 550 and 100.